It's another edition of KFC Radio. This episode is brought to you by FilterEasy.com. I am now a homeowner. I got two kids to worry about. I got a wife who wants to make sure that my house is clean. When we first bought the house, we paid like $1,000 extra for some guy to come in and clean the air ducts and make sure there was no dust or allergens in the air because I got little kids and a puppy and all this other nonsense. What I should have done was go to FilterEasy.com. Keeps dust levels down. That means there's going to be less visible dust in your home. That means it's going to be cleaner air to breathe. How about this stat? Americans spend 90% of their time indoors. Guess how much time the Clancy family spends? 99, bitches. We are all up indoors at all times. I need that air to be clean. That's why I use Easy Filters. Go to EasyFilters.com, FilterEasy.com, and use the promo code KFC, and you are going to get your standard 1-inch air filter at a price you'll love with free shipping if you use that promo code. Go to FilterEasy.com, enter promo code KFC, or go to FilterEasy.com/KFC, and you're going to get that air filter. Start breathing clean air. Save 5 to 15% on all air filter and air conditioning costs, and keep that house clean. Keep your kids' lungs safe. What up?
What up?
So here's what we got today. Austin Stoll on the program. He is in the new movie Battle of the Sexes, which is out this week with Steve Carell, Emma Stone. It's about the Billie Jean King Battle of the Sexes tennis match. So what we did is we sat down with him and we played Battle of the Sexes. So we listed out.
Mind you, this Battle of the Sexes we played, there were women present, which is it's uncommon for a Barstool show event to have women, so it makes it more uncomfortable to be playing this game in front of women.
I feel like I was pretty honest. I feel like I let it fly.
Yeah, well, in fact, I did too. Which, yeah. I did? I just turned my back to them.
They're not there. And if you can't see them, they can't hear you. Right. That's kind of how it works. Yeah. So we listed out all these various activities and things, you know, who's better at what, men or women. Let me just say this about this motherfucker, Austin Stoll. This guy. So goddamn good looking.
It was
offensive.
It was. In fact, during the start of the interview, at one point, you were like, he's hot. I'm like, it's crazy, isn't it? And I had more thoughts, but I think he interrupted. So it kind of just like
derailed you.
It seemed like I was saying it's crazy how hot he is. I was just going to say, because he's a huge stoolie. Huge stoolie. And it's odd to have, it's crazy to have like attractive stoolies. Because I always just think of stoolies as, oh, look, I love you guys.
We're all slobs.
But we're all slobs. Yeah.
Now this guy. He was wearing the shirt. He knew the inside jokes. He's been reading since like 2010. I was like, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you not like busy having sex with supermodels instead of reading a blog? That was annoying, man. It was just pure offensive to be around someone that good looking. That's one of those things like you wake up in the morning and it's like you have nothing to worry about, dude.
Yeah, your life's pretty set.
Like you, Gucci.
God bless you.
God, I need an air filter in here. Go to FilterEasy.com, promo code KFC, and get an air filter up in here.
Ladies Jesus and gentlemen, Christ. That's how it's done right there.
You think you could? I that was actually a fake sneeze all for the sponsor right there. Let's dive right into voicemails. These are brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek. Buying and selling tickets shouldn't be complicated because there's a million things you want to go to now. You want to go to a baseball game. You want to go to a football game. You want to go to see your favorite comedian, see your favorite band. You want to go to all these live events. That means you got to get tickets. So why don't we just simplify the whole process? That's what SeatGeek did. It's a one-stop app. You open up the app. You find your event. You find your ticket. You buy your seat. Bam. You're done. Takes all the tickets on the secondary market, puts it into an easy-to-read chart where you know exactly how much is being charged for every other ticket. So you can see over here, this asshole's got this price up. You know, marked up 200%. This guy over here, it's a good price, but that ticket's got an obstructed view. My ticket right here, it's in between. It's a good seat. It's a good price. I'm going to buy it. And I'm going to rest assured that it's no fraudulent tickets. Everything they sell is 100% guaranteed.
You ever bought a fraudulent ticket? It's the worst.
Oh, yeah. When it just scans and they're just like, nope, buddy, this ain't real. Yeah,
like, you are a loser. Is there anything you can do? And they're like, no, you cannot be dumb.
Right.
You can use.
Don't get scammed by a fucking loser.
You can use SeatGeek.
Yeah. There you go. Go to SeatGeek, download the app, go to settings, add a promo code, enter KFC, and you'll get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. That's SeatGeek, promo code KFC, $10 off your first purchase. Let me get the voicemails up. You sent the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
you know, I got this competing podcast to deal with now. Section 10 is recording soon, so, you know, look at me. I do multiple podcasts over here, John Feitelberg. How's your new life going, huh?
It's pretty good.
How is she? Would she go down on you in a theater?
Is that a quote? Or is that just like a personal thing?
From Alanis Morissette. Ironic? No. What's the other one?
Alanis Morissette and Ironic talk about giving head in theaters?
Not ironic. She says it's the other one. She's talking about like a new girlfriend. She's like, would she go down on you in a theater, bro? Can't believe you don't know that
line. Alanis was giving Ryan Reynolds blowjobs in movie theaters.
That's what's up. All right, voicemails from this little fucking disloyal, cheating son of a bitch, Feitelberg. We got 9 to pick from. How about...
You ought to know.
You ought to know. That's the one. You would know the line if you heard of Feitelberg.
Not a big
Alanis guy?
I was a huge Jagged Little Pill guy when I was too young to know what a blowjob in the theater
was. Right. I mean, I don't think I knew what it was originally either. A lot of lyrics, I didn't know what they were.
You didn't know Go Down on You?
Bro, when Jagged Little Pill came out, I was like 7.
Yeah, true. I was really
No, it was 1995.
So 10. I was 7.
You were 7.
Fuck I mean, you I don't, guys.
Just because you were like think, actually getting your dick sucked in 1995, bro.
I didn't think 7 could have actually been possible. And you're like, nope, that was 7.
Just because you maybe were getting blowjobs in movie theaters when that song was live. That's not our fault. Let's go to number 4, Midget Meals.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is Andrew Collin. So I got a question for you that me and my buddies have been debating. So when midgets go out to eat, do they order full-size portions or half-size portions?
I wish that was here.
Let me know your thoughts. Love you.
This is a great question.
It really is. I mean, now logic would dictate it would be a half-sized meal, a midget-sized meal.
So, like, but I'm sure they're too prideful to order from the kids' menu. So are they wasting money based on pride? Like, give me the full chicken.
I mean, I know I do. I know I waste money on pride all the time.
I think get a full size meal, and I think they just don't eat the whole thing.
Now, is there anything that maybe like you know you eat food to like fuel your body, and maybe like your little midget arms and your little midget legs need to work harder to be a regular adult? So maybe you need the regular amount of food.
Because kids expend way more energy than we do,
and all they need is like a couple chicken fingers and some fries.
Yeah,
like a small hot dog,
a fish nugget.
Right,
that's like all they need.
Now Zah's a different story because that dude is thick.
Zah, I'm convinced. I've never seen Zah shirtless, but I'm convinced he's wearing football shoulder pads.
He has to be wearing shoulder pants. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he has to. He just has to.
He has like
either that, or he just gets to the gym and does shrugs every day.
They're like camel humps. They're like fucking huge, huge shoulders. So that guy, he probably needs to eat more than any size person to keep that body going. But the regular midget who's like 3 feet tall should really only need like a couple bites of SpaghettiOs. Just like whatever you feed your average elementary schooler, you know?
A bowl of Cookie Crisp.
That should really do it. But if I'm a midget, I'll be like, oh, no, sir, I'll have the 56-ounce fucking bone-in ribeye.
I want the tomahawk.
Yeah, give me the tomahawk. What, you think I'm a midget? I'll eat the whole fucking thing. I'll show you, midget.
If I was a midget, I would be the opposite. I would strictly eat kids' meals and ice cream, and my diet would have never changed. Can midgets get fat, like obese?
Can you Google fat midget?
It's kind of like a baby pigeon. Like, you ever seen one?
No, yeah, that's crazy. I don't think there's ever been, like, obese
Like they're kind of...
Well, you know what it is? They die before they can get fat.
Do midgets have a shorter lifespan?
Well, yeah, there's that kid. He's not really a midget.
Yeah, that's just these are all just
Those
kids.
Are just small people. Like Wee Man is like, you know, Wee Man put on some pounds in like his middle age, but that's about it.
Like Verd Troyer's old as fuck. He's still just midget sized
and bow legged like a motherfucker. He's a weird one. I don't think midgets can get fat. I think it's something in their like metabolism.
Oh, a win then. A little spin
and,
zone
and,
for
you
midgets.
Know, and you know what else is a spin zone is let's embrace some of the perks. So when I go out to dinner and I got to spend, you know, $200 on a meal, it's like you can be like, ah, I'm eating for like $20, bro. I need one slice of pizza. I'm good to go.
Kids movies? Kids prices?
Fitting in the leg room for days.
I had a...
Every car, every airplane you sit in, every bed you ever sleep in, you got plenty of room.
I had an uncle who was mentally retarded, and he...
You did?
Yeah, when I went to visit him
Bro,
once.
I've been making fun of retards for 10
oh,
years.
Oh, I'm okay with it. It's like... And therefore, I can pass you the acceptable
All right.
thing.
Nice.
He's passed away now, But
you got a dead retarded uncle. Jesus Christ.
But he, I remember when I went to visit him once, one of his nurses told me that, I forget if it's cancer or AIDS. It was one of the big ones, but like a retarded person never died from it.
Hey.
So that's a spin. AIDS.
Let's just call it right here. Midgets are immune from cancer and AIDS. That's just a fact. Those guys, they can't catch that stuff. They can catch malaria, confirmed. Zaha has had malaria?
I thought malaria killed you.
I think it kills the poor people in Africa. I think Zaha was luckily not poor.
Zaha was one of those lion owners.
I think Zaha was like a prince in.
Really?
I think so, if I had to guess. He was closer to Prince than he was dying of malaria in a hut. But he has had malaria, and Dave is convinced he's going to pass it on to him, and I can only hope that is the case.
Oh, man, if Dave Bourne died of malaria.
Would that not because here's the thing. When you have African blood, you can fight the malaria. You give Dave Portnoy's bougie ass some malaria, you're dead. He's dead. He cannot live. He can barely handle the common cold.
What does malaria do?
I think it makes you bleed out your eyeballs.
No, that's Ebola.
Right. That's Ebola. Malaria is also something to do with your blood, though, I think. The rare blood disease where you...
Well, I would imagine since it's passed from mosquitoes.
Right.
I think blood would factor in there.
Oh, go ahead then, Dr. Feidelberg.
Well,
why don't you
saying,
explain
like,
it?
I assume there was blood involved seeing as you get it from a mosquito.
Yeah. I definitely thought it was like...
Symptoms similar to fever, tiredness, vomiting, headaches, yellow skin, seizure, coma, and death.
Okay, damn. So it's basically you're just like tired and you
that
have...
That doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah. That,
Ebola sounds terrible. You have like blood coming out of your asshole and your eyeballs.
That
the other
malaria
stuff,
is just like what I deal with every day. I mean, it's like jaundice plus just a hangover.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a real bad hangover.
Yeah.
You wake up and you feel like a little achy and shit. Yeah. All right, malaria. Give me a break. Let's do... But bottom line is midgets should order at least half-size meals.
But they definitely don't.
Right. Number five, gun-shy. I mean, a number of things.
KFC fights, what's up? So, about 3 weeks ago or whatever, saw the McGregor-Mayweather fight. I saw it at a Buffalo Wild Wings. So, after the fight, I go into the bathroom because I had to take a piss. And the only... there was one urinal available. So, I stepped up to take a piss. Then a line starts forming behind me. Next thing I know, I absolutely choke, and I can't take a piss. I'm standing there trying to pee with the most effort.
Never
possible,
understood this.
Cannot take a piss.
Thank you.
So, and this happens pretty frequently whenever I'm at a urinal. Most
get
of the time
out of here.
When I'm at
get this guy off my airwaves. If you are too pussy to just pee, you're a fucking loser.
You're just like going to stand in the bathroom. I wait until I have to go to the bathroom before I go to the bathroom.
It's just gonna come out.
Right.
Yeah, if you're gun shy, that means you don't have to go. You don't have to take a piss.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't really have to go to the bathroom
that bad. I think that maybe stems from our laziness. Like I'll straight up just convince myself I don't have to pee.
I'll lay in that bed
so I don't have to go to the bathroom.
It's like ready to explode.
I'm like to say I also like I'll lay by. I have a phone charger. I always lay on the couch and I have a phone charger right there in the wall. My phone will die before I plug it in. Like,
if it's not within arm's reach, that's it. It's
yeah, everything I do is wait until it's DEFCON 5 or DEFCON
1.
Yeah, wait till DEFCON 1 and then we'll deal
so
with
like,
it.
So, like, I'm about to have a bladder infection, I'm gonna pee.
Yeah,
doesn't matter
exactly.
Who's looking at me, you could put your face right there.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I'm running because it's an emergency.
I guess I've never really peed in front of. I mean, I've peed outside. I've peed in crowded bars. I've peed maybe not like with my dick out. Maybe then I would get gun shy, but I can't even fathom a scenario where I would be like, oh, my penis isn't peeing. Like, what?
Dude, like who?
No, I'll piss right now for you.
I get in there and I'm just like, okay. I just stare at the wall for a second and I pee.
Now, while we're on the topic, YP's intern Dana, stool scenes extraordinaire.
Yes, I saw this tweet yesterday.
He tweets out to the world. Asking, I found a pair of sunglasses in a urinal. They're pretty nice. Can I take them home and wear them on my face?
It's the most outrageous tweet I've seen in perhaps all my years on Twitter.
It's such a crazy move to do, and then a absolute lunatic move to make public.
Yeah.
Because now I'll tell you what, no matter what, when this guy walks in with a pair of sunglasses... He's got piss shades on.
What's up, old piss face?
I mean, and we're not even talking about... We're talking about something that you wear on your face, like in your eyeballs. Piss shades. Piss glasses.
Like, can you... Like,
and then this morning, he was like acting like we're the weirdos. He was like, you're so soft. It's not like it was in a bowl of shit. I was like, that is the standard we're using here, Dana? Things don't have, if they're not in a bowl of shit, they're fair game to be on your face?
The piss is sterile argument is the dumbest argument in the history of the
your
world.
Your body needs to get rid of it. It's so disgusting.
I don't care, and it's not true when you say piss is sterile and I like the taste. It's fucking bullshit. That's a little dodgeball reference.
I like the taste. Yeah.
Do I have to drink my own urine? No, I do it because it's sterile and I like the taste. it's so outrageous. Like you can't get pink eye. I think you can only get pink eye from like farts and shit. But like you can also get it from piss. I don't care what you say.
You catch all sorts of things from piss. Jellyfish stings. Don't pee on me. I don't know. I'll just sit there and have my leg hurt.
Well, no, that one I'm gonna go pro piss on that one.
No.
I've been present while like my friend's dad was like his life was saved because he got stung. We were in
the
Caribbean.
Your friend's dad.
He got stung by like
saved.
A boxfish.
I promise you, the piss didn't save his life.
I think it did.
I don't think it did. I think the piss like stops the stinging. I don't think it saves your life, Feidelberg.
I'm pretty sure it did.
I don't think it did.
He had to like get like he had to get like someone had to go out and rescue him. Not me. I was like, bro.
Good luck with that.
This seems like a situation you got yourself in out there. I know for a fact there is a box jellyfish around you. You have to get out of this one on your own, dude. But like one of our other friends went out there and saved him. I don't think I got up.
Dude, no way. That's like running into a burning building. It ain't happening. That thing's on fire. I ain't going in there.
I had a nice rum punch in my hand. I was like, nope. Don't think so, man. What do you say? I can't hear you. Jellyfish? No.
I'm good.
No. But, like, someone went out there and fucking, he couldn't because, like, his body was, like, he
frozen.
Was, like, convulsing. He was paralyzed. Wow. Went out there, dragged him in, pissed on him. I was just sitting there with drunk with a rum punch, like, there is action at the beach today.
The people watching is good. Oh, my Lord. Well,
in retrospect,
I mean,
it would have been a real bad look if I just let him die up. I probably would have regretted that. Hindsight, that would have been like, I probably should have gone out there.
Well, I suppose if my life's on the line, you can pee on me. Otherwise, I don't want any piss involved. Or if like Lana Rhodes is with me. Otherwise,
Rhodes can piss on you.
No, I'm going to pee on her. Otherwise.
I think that is the only time I would get.
A little gunshot.
I don't think I could piss on a person. Like sexually.
I'll fucking piss on you right now. Like, not sexually. Yeah, that's a different story where it's like.
I think.
Because then you're performing.
I think maybe I'd dick out. I'd be standing there. I'd get to the point, much like a piss shy at the urinal happens. Like, I'd get to the point and be like.
It's just not happening.
Like, this isn't me.
It's just not in the cards.
No, this is. I can't pretend to be this guy. I'm not the pissing
but
on you guy.
But it could kind of be you. It wouldn't take much to push you over the edge. Number seven, this one is going to be near and dear to John Feidelberg's heart. Naps versus Jim.
Hey, KFC Fights, Super Producer BC. I'm in a bit of a predicament. I got a few pounds to lose, and my wife never ceases to remind me of that. So a few months ago, she insisted I start going to the gym 3 days a week before work to get up early, go to the gym. Obviously, it sucked. I hated doing it, but I did it. And one morning, alarm went off to go to the gym, and I realized I don't actually have to go to the gym.
I can just take
a nap out in our living room on the couch, set my alarm 5 minutes before she wakes up, and then get up and make it seem like I went to the gym. So once that started happening, it was all downhill from there. I obviously haven't gone back to the gym since then.
What a move.
Hour and a half naps every morning on the couch. And she somehow hasn't caught me yet, but I fear that when she does, all hell will break loose. So do I continue lying about going to the gym and just sleeping on the couch? Start going to
what?
The gym? Or do I tell her I've been doing this the whole time?
No. Well, you definitely don't do that. Yeah. You definitely don't tell on yourself.
Yeah.
Well, how do people call this program and ask if that's an option? Give me a break. You say don't continue to take naps? I love this move.
I'm lazy and all that stuff. But when it comes to the gym, I am, once I'm up or off the couch, it's easy to do. Like I'll honestly, I go to the gym like 3 or 4 times a week, and I go home first after work, and I sit down, and sometimes that's
it. The urge gets
you,
yeah.
But once I'm like, okay, I'm going to the gym, and I stand up, that's it. It's like just getting off the couch is the only
thing. Mr.
Just
show off
just,
over
just
here.
Getting
once
out
I
of the
can
bed.
Stand up, I'm a fucking rock star.
The,
okay.
And like this if you want to go nap in the car,
napping in the house is danger territory.
That's
I thought this guy was going to say, yeah, like he naps at the gym or something like that. Like he goes somewhere to nap. Napping in the house is you're playing with fire, pal.
Like I have a buddy. This, I have a buddy who goes to the gym because he lives with his girlfriend, and he goes to the gym.
Running theme I see here, you know.
And he just gets a massage every time, which must be crazy expensive. But like 3 times a week, he just goes and gets a massage.
That's what's up, though.
That's what's up. Right?
If you got the money to do it, and if you got some fucking. This is my problem. These chicks who make guys go to the gym. That's so fucked up. Imagine if the tables were turned. It's like, yo, babe, you need to tighten it up. Like,
remember when I did that?
You used to start going to the gym 3 times a week.
Remember when I did that?
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
It did not go well.
Did not go well for you.
I did it in the middle of sex. I did it in the middle of fucking sex.
Like refresh the listener, John.
Like, she started it, right? Okay, so this is wild. This paints a picture of how much I hate my significant others and how much they hate me. We were in the middle of sex. I was on top, put her legs up, and when I was putting her legs up, I kind of like closed my arms, and which basically just formed cleavage.
Right.
And
even though it's because you're fucking jacked.
And she grabbed my tits and was like, "You could lose a few pounds." And since I was folding her in half, she got a little gut created. So I grabbed her gut and said, "So could you." It was just a reaction. I was hurt, so I lashed back out.
Just two people squeezing each other's tits and fat rolls, yelling, fat shaming each other in the middle of sex.
And she smacked the fuck out of me, and we stopped sex. It did not turn. It wasn't a movie, so it didn't let you get hotter after that. It was like when I was at FSU, and this was like our first sex. Like, we hadn't seen each other in like a month. That's why the fat was surprising to both of us. And, That was like Friday. She just got there. We just seen each other. And it was just like for the rest of the weekend, it's like two fat people hanging out, not fucking each other.
Well, yeah. So you can't, Jesus Christ. You can't tell girls to go to the gym. Girls feel like they can tell guys to go to the gym whenever they want.
Yeah. It's a double standard.
It's a double standard. Most of them go our direction, so I think we have to let it slide. But don't let yourself be shamed into the gym. Take naps, get massages, go hang out at the bar, do whatever you want. Just do it smart. Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
That would be my advice.
Yeah, doing it on the living room couch, not smart.
Sure. I mean, unless you're waking up at like 2 a.m.
Right.
One day she's going to wake up early too, and you're fucked.
Yeah, you're just...
And then it's not even that you're not going to the gym. It's that you've been absolutely lying to your wife's face many days a week for like months on end.
Naps, I will admit this though. Naps are kind of like sex. Where it's better when you're being naughty about it. Like
you wake up, you're like, what's even happened?
I shouldn't be doing this right now.
I shouldn't have been asleep
like,
for the past hour.
I did that. I did construction one summer when I was in college. And we were building the house in Newport. And we just built like an extra room.
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's construction, there's a nap room.
To just hide in. Oh, yeah. It was.
If you're doing any sort of union work, there's a nap room.
It was the best. Yeah. It was like, yo, after lunch, dude, I'm like, and like maybe I'll jerk off in there too. Like, I'm gonna go to the nap room and I'm out, man. And it, like you whisper about it, like it's like this nasty thing you're gonna go do. Like, I'm gonna go nap. Man. Yeah. No, I know I shouldn't be, but I'm gonna do it. I'm a fucking bad boy.
You are such a creep. Last voicemail before we get into the battle of the sexes is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings 1 week fantasy football. This week. This Sunday, they're hosting a $100,000 contest, which is totally free. And here's the deal. You know how it goes. We have commitment issues here at KFC Radio. We don't like full season fantasy. We like weekly because there's no commitment. There's no worrying about long-term issues. There's no worrying about what's going to happen next, what's going to happen months from now. Every single week, new team, no commitment. Well, there's many ways to play. You can do public contests with big cash prizes, or you can do private contests against your buddies. And you don't have to worry about the waiver wire, picking up, replacing injured players or, you know, whatever it may be, because you pick a new team every single week. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code KFC to play for free in a $100,000 contest. Total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code KFC to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let me pick out a winner here. Allie from Chicago. What up, girl?
Hey guys, it's Allie from Chicago.
Allie!
I was calling hoping to get a bit of relationship advice. So my boyfriend is not a big social media guy. He's on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, but he very rarely posts. Like, I'm talking maybe once every 2 to 3 months. That being said, we've been dating for 2 years and live together, and he has no form of social media. I think that this is weird, and we've gotten into arguments about this before. He says that it's just because he's not a big social media guy, but I think it's shady as fuck, and it makes me feel like he's trying to hide me. I'm curious to hear what you guys think, just because this is just a big red flag to me. And let me just say that I'm not an unattractive girl, so I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Get it, Allie?
But let me know what you think.
Allie, you little minx, Allie.
I got girls that can't win with him. I mean, like,
I don't know.
Not having social media is a red flag now?
No, not post. He doesn't post about her ever.
I know. She just says he just doesn't have social media, right?
Not a big social media guy. Doesn't post a lot, but also no posts of her.
That's the issue.
So I've run into this problem before.
Okay.
And I think it's different for us versus a regular person. But I've had the why don't you post about me fight. And
right.
When I do it, it's I'm like protecting you. Like, you don't get
yes,
it. Like,
yes.
People,
that's very valid in our world.
Right. Like people would
it's
just,
also a convenient excuse if you don't want to post for other reasons.
Oh, it's
but
yes,
it is valid.
Yes. No, it is my genuine reason why I don't do it out of protection. But also there's sometimes when it's nice for me too.
Yes.
But the cause like we post someone and like people would be like, she's a 7. She's like ill. Mm-hmm. Like what? Like, mm-hmm. They'll like rate her and shit like that. You're like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Right.
Like, so I would.
But if you're a regular person, I hate to violate man code here. You're a regular person. If you don't post anything at all, whatever. If you're posting like every now and then, and it's like pictures of your buddies and like other shit going on, and you're not posting pictures of your girl, that's gonna be a problem every single time.
Every single time.
And I don't, you know, there's a million reasons why you might be hiding. You could have 2 girlfriends. I don't know. Whatever it may be, like you could be cheating. You could just be embarrassed. You could just be like, not even like in a malicious way. Sometimes it's just like, I don't want my buddies to like bust my balls that I'm like posting lovey-dovey shit on the internet. But you're gonna get in trouble every single time for it.
Yeah, and you can post without being lovey-dovey.
Yeah, like, but you know, I'm saying like you could actually be into a girl. But you just don't want to post about her, even if it's not lovey-dovey, your buddies might bust your balls, maybe you're just, like, insecure about it, whatever it may be, where you're not, like, doing anything on the side, or you don't hate the girl, whatever it may be, you may actually like the relationship, you just don't want to post about it. But I'm just telling you right now, you're not going to win that argument ever. It's a little weird.
It's definitely weird, and that's kind of the fucking, like, that's why.
Because here's the deal. If you're dating, like, a fucking model that everybody was like thought was hot or something like that. Say somehow you started dating like a famous chick. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
You're posting that 100 times out of 100. So that's the test right there. It's like, you know, if you were dating fucking Mila Kunis, Sloan from Entourage, would you be posting on your Instagram about it? Yes, you would.
That's true.
So that doesn't mean that Allie is not attractive. It doesn't mean whatever. It just means that dude has some reason that ain't good enough to not post pictures of his girlfriend on the internet.
That's tough. I see, like, we're so lucky. We're so unlucky in almost every aspect of social media.
This one we got a blanket.
This one's nice for us to just be like, yeah. And not even like because I wouldn't do it because I'm cheating. Like, I wouldn't not post her because I was cheating or anything like
that's
that.
That's what I mean.
I was just like, it's just like, I'm not really that outgoing like guy like who, like I rarely post like personal stuff on Facebook,
right.
On social media.
Which, like, this guy might be that way too, but like when the birthday rolls around, when an anniversary rolls around, when Valentine's Day rolls around, you got to check the box.
Yeah.
Gotta check the box. And you should want to check the box because it's easy. You get fucking credit for it.
Yeah, that's true.
If this guy
too.
Posts Allie right now, she's gonna be over the moon. Just be like, this is my girlfriend Allie. She's awesome.
Dude,
she's hot.
Social
I love
media
Allie.
Has been such like it's so new and it's just been such a twist on relationships.
It just fucks them up so bad.
It's incredible.
Like, I mean, historians will look back and be like, what's like this precipitous drop in fucking monogamy and relationships and happiness right now? Oh, it's social media.
It's social media.
Social media
it's
arrives
crazy,
almost on the scene.
Dude. It's like, it's just so many new problems.
And there's the differences between how men and women do it.
Like, it used to be like, you don't get me cards or give me good enough presents on Valentine's Day, my birthday, and Christmas. Now it's like
you don't post
about
me every day.
You're not weekly posting about
right.
me.
And that's the difference between men and women, which is one of about a billion differences. So let's get into Battle of the Sexes right now. It's brought to you by 5-4 Club. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. 5-4 Club is revolutionizing the way men shop. Here's what they do. Every single month, they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are handpicked to match your style. They know exactly what you're doing, so you don't have to know. You don't have to know the latest trends. You don't have to know what matches with what, what's in, what's out. 5-4 Club will do it for you. They'll help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time. You can pause or cancel at any time. They don't lock you in. They don't trick you. You're not trapped. And the best part of all, if you use the promo code KFC, you're going to get 50% off your first month's package. This is the lazy man's way to shop. This is the lazy yet stylish man's way to shop. You're not lazy in the sense that you don't want to look good. You're lazy in the sense you don't want to go to the mall. You don't want to wait online. You don't want to browse the racks and be around strangers and whatnot. This is the high society way to get your clothes delivered right to you. You know it's going to fit. You know you're going to like it. You know it's going to be up on the latest trends, because when you go to 54club.com, you create a style profile with your sizes and your fashion preferences. So everything, every single curated box fits you perfectly. 54club.com, FIVEFOUR club.com. Promo code KFC. Get 50% off the first month's package and a free pair of sunglasses. Austin Stowell, Battle of the Sexes. Let's get it. Another edition of KFC Radio here. Time to welcome in big time Stooley. Great looking guy.
Actor, it's crazy.
It's not fair.
Every Stooley.
I was like, the camera's broken today.
Both these guys are drunk.
Austin Stoll is here with us. He is in the new movie, Battle of the Sexes, which is all about Billie Jean King. He's got Emma Stone as his wife in the movie. Not bad. Not a bad role to play opposite. And, you walked in here with your fucking hair and your fucking eyes and your jaw and your face in general, and it's like,
It's surprising because, like,
Barstool fans, the staff seems blind.
Barstool fans typically aren't handsome people, because we're, like, just mad at the world, and handsome people usually aren't mad at the world.
Or schlubs. Why would you be mad if you look like this fucking guy? There's nothing to be mad about. What would you be mad about? Look at him, he's laughing. He's like, you're right. Yeah, it's fucking great when you're good looking.
The Yankees being 3 games back. That's what I'm mad about.
You're wearing the El Rojo shirt, and it's like, while I love you supporting the cause, you and all your Yankee fan friends can go fuck yourselves. How about that?
Well, we'll see what happens in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, it's not going well for my Mets, so that's really where this is all coming from.
No, but now you got thumbs down guy. Love thumbs down guy. Okay.
The Yankees ruined
him. We'll take him.
No, you ruined him.
He's now ruined. We even take the cool things from
him. Yeah, you take the cool things, you make them not cool.
We've made it fun. It's a new tradition.
Oh, no. Yeah. You've ruined it.
Because we're doing it a lot in general, and a lot of home runs, though.
It was genuine and natural. You guys have ruined it.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you're a big-time Stoolie. You got this movie coming out, and as schlubs, it's annoying to look at you. It's like
I just want to tell you something. Fuck your face.
For real. It's like I'm looking. I'm like, nope, the eyes are good, the nose is good, the jaw is good, the mouth, the whole face, fuck your whole face.
I can throw on.
Just so important to mask on him. I don't know, that'd be worse probably, but.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
Or El Prez mask.
That's a good point. The new movie, like I said, you are playing opposite Emma Stone and Steve Carell's in it as well, right?
Yeah.
Those are two like heavy hitters to get.
Steve Carell, Bill Pullman, Elizabeth Shue.
Billy Pullman, major.
Elizabeth Shue, Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah. Oh. It's funny you say that, because John had some adventures in babysitting last episode.
Sick of talking about this.
Okay, let me just.
You can't say the M word.
Okay, he'll settle it. How about that? Okay. Let's say you're 11 years old, and your babysitter is a senior in high school. She's a chick. And when she babysits you, she shows you pictures of penises and vaginas, and then goes on to like very that face is saying it all. And then she goes on to very strange websites and shows you basically like sexual violence. Would you consider that
sexual violence is my new favorite phrase?
Would you consider that molestation?
100%.
And he tries to say that he was not molested by his babysitter.
That's a weird sentence. I don't like hearing that sentence.
I don't like saying it either, but that's a fact.
I'm going to settle this in 1 second. Was she hot?
She was hot, yes.
Then he's not lying. Then it's okay.
Then it's okay. Yeah.
Well, if she touched him, then it'd be a different story. But I think if you're hot, even if you're hot and you just show pictures and weird
sexual
violence.
That's why he thinks it's okay, though. Because she was hot.
I'm okay with it, but it is the M word. That's all I'm saying. If we're gonna define it, it's the M word.
I mean, I would appreciate a lot more if he was at least a teenager.
Yeah, like 11's tough.
11's
really tough. Like at least get to like 8th grade.
I mean, all I cared about.
But then you don't need a babysitter, so it's like
was just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and baseball.
Right.
That
he was probably like, I don't know, you want to like play cowboys and Indians? She was like, you want to like jerk off in front of me? I don't know.
Want to get sexually violent together? No, you're going to jail.
No, I don't. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, shout out to Jerry Thornton and old school Barstool there. Teacher, babysitter, sex scandal type stuff.
That's right still up. New school. He's still doing those.
Yeah, he's still churning them out.
Yeah, the All-Star team still comes out once a year.
You know the deal. Being Emma Stone's husband in this movie, are there intimate scenes?
We do lock lips
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
We used to joke about it on set because we became really good friends right away. She's got dogs. I got dog.
Is that your standard for friends? Like, you got a dog? All right, we're friends now.
We're good.
Pretty much.
We're both dog owners.
It makes sense, though. No, it makes sense.
And flip side, like, if you have a cat, I'm like,
I'm out on
you. Because
I still remember that thing. I think it was Portnoy who said, if you don't smile at the dog when you walk by,
something's,
I hate you.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with you.
Yep.
And it happens all the time. You know, I live in L.A., which is not as, I think, isolating as New York City is, where people are a bit more friendly. You say hi to people.
I would hope so.
So many people still don't look at my dog. I have the cutest dog in the world. He is old English American mixed bulldog, part pit, part boxer. So he's like basically a roly poly pit. He's gorgeous, handsome.
And yeah, if you don't like that guy, and there's something wrong with you.
If you don't smile at him, I hate you immediately.
That's fair. That's very fair. I like that.
Befriending someone with a dog. It's like befriending the kid with a cool toy in like elementary school. We're like, at least I know when I go to your house, there's gonna be something I like. I might not like you, but there's
you
shit there that's gonna entertain me.
And maybe hopefully your babysitter's there too. I don't know. So the title of the movie is Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
And so I figured we would.
That was the name of the match. That's what they called it back then.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the story of Billie Jean King. And so we figured we would do a little battle of the sexes of our own here.
Okay.
Where we're gonna run through topics and we'll decide who's better at each of these actions, each of these things.
Sure.
Men or women.
Okay.
Okay. Some are easy. Some are, you know.
Some are a little
more thought provoking.
Controversial.
And we'll kind of go around the room.
This is gonna be difficult in a mixed room. I thought we were gonna be isolated ourselves here.
Well, see me, I'm a perfect gentleman. I don't know what you're talking about. These two lovely girls are probably just gonna love me because I'm sure I will give very fair and balanced answers here.
Mom, I love you before I do this.
We'll begin with an easy one of sorts, I suppose.
Okay.
Battle of the sexes, round one, driving. Who is better? Male or females? Feidelberg, we'll start with you so that our guests can ease into
things. Okay. It's 100% male. I was one time in a car with my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. We were leaving Cape Cod. I was so hungover, I begged her to drive. Stupid idea.
Dumb.
Begged her to drive. I fell asleep in the passenger seat. I woke up in Boston. We were going to Newport. So like, I woke up like 3 hours in the wrong direction. She never pulled over. She never decided to ask anyone anything. She just got in a car and drove.
It's like Dumb and Dumber.
And decided to just not use her brain at any moment. And it was like, we were going south. We woke up 3 hours north. That settles it for me.
That's it.
She was trying
to go find Jon Snow. She was just headed north.
Yeah. Yeah.
She thought she was in Westeros, and you know, she's headed to the wall.
I woke up, I was like, we're in traffic in Boston. I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? I just want to be in bed. This is crazy.
We're not even close.
No, we're further away than where I started 3 hours ago.
That's on you. That's on you. You should.
And I think that's representative of females in general in the car. They kind of just get off and they're like, well, I'm protected now. I'm not going to really think about anything.
Just go.
And then this same girl, we had in the Newport house we were trying to get back to, it was a 6-car driveway, the width. She was parked in the middle of it. She hit the wall trying to back out. How do you do that?
Well, they're not
this
good drivers.
Is this
before or after the cameras on the back of the cars?
She had a Prius that had the camera.
Oh, wow.
Still, I mean, that's bad.
That's tough.
That's like no excuse.
Yeah.
It would be like parking a car in...
like a parking lot. Like a whole parking lot that's empty.
And it was empty, Kevin. Yeah. Empty. So I'm basing all of this, this broad sexism I'm painting with on one woman. One woman.
That's fine. And that's usually how these things start.
That's how it goes, yeah. So, yeah. She's
Austin
a bad driver.
Driving.
If we're judging this on the worst driver we've ever seen, then I got to go with guys.
Oh.
I've got a buddy that is the absolute worst driver. Actually, many of the worst drivers that I know are guys. Yeah, and I think it's because they're very distracted. They're looking at Tinder on their phones. And
If you're not driving with your phone, I mean, what am I supposed to not be on Twitter all the time?
I will say this. I'm an excellent driver.
Of course you are. Yeah.
I'm an excellent. I live in a city of driving. We are in cars all day long. Have I seen some females that might want to retake the driving test? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially the Asians ones, right? Yeah.
I'll be honest. Careful. When I'm driving, driving is like the third thing I'm focused on.
Oh, yeah. No, driving is just like walking.
It's tough.
It's just going to happen.
I'm usually running lines. I'm reading a script as I go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right. Driving's like walking. It's like you're doing that, but you're doing other things while you're driving.
It's a more dangerous one.
I'm banking my whole career of driving on still have never been in an accident. So, like, when my wife complains, I'm like, once I get in an accident, then we'll stop. Right. But until that day.
Do you drive in the city?
We live in Westchester, so, like, I drive in the city, but not, like, consistently. But, I will drive in Manhattan. That doesn't faze me.
Yeah. So, we used to drive down. I grew up in Connecticut, so we would drive down here in high school and then in college.
Yeah, I feel like once you can
drive here, you can drive anywhere. Right. Exactly. If you can handle the Merritt Parkway, you're all good.
Yeah. If you can drive on the Bronx River. Bronx River is like a goddamn Mario Kart trail. It's wild. I don't even know how that's like an actual road in America.
It's a rainbow road.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it's like. It's crazy. Number two on the list of Battle of the Sexes. Who is better at cheating?
Cheating on what?
Exactly. That's broad. Broad.
Take it wherever you want, broad. Speaking of broads.
Vague.
Like who is the... I'm taking this to mean like who can successfully cheat better?
Women.
Absolutely. Sure. I'm going to go with women.
Why is that?
More trustworthy at the end of the day, not expecting it to come from the women.
Okay.
I think guys,
so it's a surprise.
It's already on us. Yeah.
Fights your warped opinion, please.
I've been cheated on. My boys have never cheated on me.
Let me tell you something. You must be terrible in the sack then. Because who's cheating on this guy?
This was 12 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How old are you now?
32.
So you're still a young buck. Were you much uglier then? I'm still not understanding it, but okay. Fights. Why are women better at cheating?
No. Just because I'm. It's not really a pro. I'm not saying women don't get a big head over this. I'm too lazy to catch you cheating. So it's really I'm bad at investigating.
You're good at being cheated on.
I'm good at being cheated on, yes. Right.
I would never investigate.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I mean.
I would never go through somebody's phone.
Well, so that brings us to the next one. Battle of the Sexes, who's better at snooping?
Oh,
girls.
That's an absolute no-brainer.
I had to break 100%. It to Kevin the other day that he should take the thumbprint off his phone because I'd had...
Well, the thumbprint never works anyhow.
Oh, it works for me 100%
of
the time.
No, this guy gets it. But, girls would do it to him at night when he's sleeping.
I'd had my phone gone through by, like, when she just took my unconscious thumb.
When you're blacked out? And
I was unconscious. Like, I was asleep.
Yeah.
And she just took my phone while I was sleeping.
Gave
the thumbprint, got in, and then...
Plot twist, it's the babysitter.
And it was
that's
like...
some, like, Mission Impossible
stuff.
Yeah,
that's what they do, man.
I mean, the next step is cutting off your thumb.
That's why now we have
Retina
the face
scan.
Recognition for iPhone 10. They're gonna like chop your face off at night.
I wouldn't ever think to do that. Every time
I've
been.
What happens if you get a picture of the person? Yeah, because I heard about that. The facial recognition on the iPhone X or whatever it is.
I don't know how that works.
What if you get a picture of the person and just hold that up?
I think it needs to scan like your face, like a whole face. I think they know if it's a picture versus a whole head, unless you got a small face.
Well, my
face.
Laptop does that already, but that doesn't do a great job either.
I bet you it doesn't work that well, to be honest. I bet you that's.
I think people are still gonna be putting in the codes.
And they'll still be getting snooping and cheated on.
Yeah,
I wasn't even cheating. Like she ended up finding out that I called.
You're next
her
level
crazy.
Evil if you go into somebody else's phone.
Yeah.
Well, no. Here's the thing. It's like I can tell you this much: you could be a great guy, a great girl, pretty much trustworthy. You're still gonna find something on that person's phone that you don't want to find.
Something. Right. Anything.
At some point, you've had a conversation with an ex or with someone like a coworker that you flirted with, or there's a picture that you shouldn't have. Like, it's just you can't be like squeaky clean, perfect. So go ahead, go digging in there, but you're probably gonna find something you don't
You're living a very boring life if there's nothing in your phone.
If there's nothing on your phone that's
like
gonna
the Sony
upset
hack.
Your significant other, even a little bit, then you suck. And you're just boring as shit.
Right.
So. I mean, go ahead, snoop, but you're going to find stuff you don't like. And to me, it's just I just don't care enough.
All right, that's what I mean.
Ignorance is definitely bliss in my mind. I'm kind of like, there's probably something. You could put the phone right there and be like, I'm not going to look in there because there's something I'm going to find that I don't like. But it's also more like,
but
I'm
just
gonna,
morally,
I'm going to go on Twitter over here.
I wouldn't even care about
yeah.
not liking it. It's
exactly.
just you don't do it. You don't go through somebody's.
Plus, I've always thought that, if you find something
not even a
during
friend.
A snoop, it's not admissible in court. It's like you obtained that evidence illegally.
Yep.
So it's like, you were talking to your ex. Well, how'd you even know that?
Yeah, but,
well,
but
you know, but they don't, you know, the girls will still hold it against
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that doesn't
I have honor.
Matter.
Yeah, no,
that
it doesn't.
That doesn't.
Especially not in California. It's a no-fault state.
This guy's really talking legal. Yeah, this guy's going next level. I can't tell you how many times my wife has been mad at me for snooping, and I can't even play the like, well, you were snooping card because it's just been so many times. It's like, of course you were snooping. It's like, you were doing your weekly check through my email on my phone. I get it. Like, this is just how it goes.
You gotta start sending fake stuff. You gotta start.
Oh,
like Belichick. Belichick on the goal line yesterday. Romo was explaining how he ran. A defense that he knew was probably going to get scored on, but he just wanted to fuck up analytics for like when teams try and research him later.
Smart.
Like, you got to do
You're
that.
Giving up it.
You
yeah.
Gotta, that, you got to. You got to send intentional fuck ups. Like McGuire, when Mark McGuire had the greenies in his locker.
So smart.
Be like, yeah, you found the greenies. You're probably pretty pissed about that.
Guess what's behind my clothes? Yeah. There, it's the fucking yeah. No, that's brilliant. Bottom line, the ability of chicks to snoop though, I feel like. The CIA, the NSA,
but they ask
all
your
of
friends,
that should be.
Too.
They
They're
should be
very,
all
very
females.
Good at finding out who all.
Oh,
your
they have a whole network. They have a whole network out there designed to get all the info and intel they can on you. They should be running
CIA
all,
spies.
All of it. Any sort of government agency that's intelligent based, chicks need to be running it. Battle of the sexes. Who was better at passive aggressiveness?
Girls. Ooh, silence.
I can't. Yeah, I can't.
Enough.
I
was scared to answer just because I don't want to get a passive. I don't want to go out there and have like this listened to tomorrow and get
passive aggressive
hatred from like my girlfriend.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen. This is definitely girls.
It's 100%.
This is maybe more so girl. Maybe than even more than snooping.
I mean, everyone has had the conversation. What's wrong? Nothing. It's just like, I don't know. And then you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm starting to agree
I'm
more.
In a lot of trouble right now.
I'm starting to agree a lot more. Yeah. I've definitely heard
it's,
that conversation it, before.
It is kind of a two-way street. I think eventually that they pass up aggressive.
You sure nothing's
you
wrong?
You so hard.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right. I think this it starts with chicks, the passive aggressiveness.
Oh, and you kind of keep the wheel spinning?
Back? I think eventually, whether or not you realize it, you get passive aggressive back. Where it's like now all of a sudden you're doing the ignoring and it's like, and that's what we call a broken relationship.
Or you get sexually violent.
And that's what we
or
call
you get sexually violent. Yeah. Yeah, that's always the fail safe at the end there. Who is better, Battle of the Sexes, at handling money?
Not me. I'm going girls. I think girls have won every single one of these. Not a great. Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad, but like my mom handles the money.
Yeah, well, you're a child still.
Well, I'm not talking about my money. I'm talking about the family. My parents' money. My mom is in control of it.
My two business managers are female.
And they handle the money.
They handle the money.
But they handle your money.
Yes.
I think that, how do you think they handle their money?
I think they do a hell of a job at it.
Yeah. You have to say that because they handle your money. You have to be very nice to those two girls.
I'm awful at like I will buy drinks for everybody.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing in the world. I want to pick up every tab.
The best
ever.
The best. I can't tell you how many times I'll be out with like just a friend, and I'm like, I got this, yeah, and it's like,
always.
Why are you doing that? I'll pay for my own drinks. I got this.
And I think to myself, why did I do that?
Yeah. It's just,
For whatever reason,
in the moment,
I grab it right away. You know what else I really hate? I hate the moment where you start. I don't want to split it up. That is such
when you split like, hey, can you put it on six different cards, pal?
No.
Yeah,
we're gonna handle this.
But then, so you're the guy who sacrifices his card, and then he doesn't get any of the money back.
At least you get the points.
Yeah, at least you get the
that's
points.
That's the way
yeah.
I look at it. If you get a Venmo, that's like
fake money.
Fake money.
Oh yeah. No,
oh, Venmo money's not real money.
If you Venmo me money, it's fake.
Yeah.
It's like if I spend money on Venmo, I didn't really spend it. If you send me Venmo.
Venmo
I
money, it's yeah.
See, this is the thing. I send Venmo money to my two gals.
Yeah, no, I mean, I will Venmo it, but when I get it back, I'm like, this is gone. Like, it's just gonna be spent right away, or I don't even realize it exists. Venmo, it's all
can
up in the cloud.
Can you spend it anywhere other than handing it to other people? Can you actually spend it at a business?
Event? I don't know how that works.
No, you gotta transfer.
Account. It goes into your account. But I'm saying that's like, but when I Venmo it out, it's like. I could Venmo you $10,000 right now. Sure.
Whatever, any technology-based money isn't real.
That's right. There is the limit,
the
right?
The limit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Ubers are free. Yes. Seamless is free food.
Right.
Netflix doesn't cost money. Anything Definitely. That, like, just is...
Anything that auto pays is not real.
Not real. Like, my cell phone is free.
Exactly.
My cell phone is free.
I was going to say, and this discussion right here is why the girls are the better ones at handling money.
100%.
Because they realize that that money is actually real.
But they budget. They actually budget. You know, like when they get a new pair of shoes or a bag that they've been waiting for, they have absolutely budgeted that out. They know exactly how long they can
Whereas
have
I'll,
until
I'll just buy that and be
everything.
Like,
I'm overdrawn.
Money.
Yeah.
I'm just like just limping to the
have
finish line.
Have you ever had the moment
paycheck.
Where you've been trying to pay for dinner and it just won't work?
I've never been like fully declined like that. No.
Ooh,
is it brutal?
That's a bad moment.
Yeah. I bet. I mean, I bet
I've,
it is.
I've had
it was long ago, but I remember it well.
I've had a like moment where I put my card down and was like sending a text to my sister under the table, being like,
money?
Being like, "Yo, I need like $100 right now."
What is that? The first episode of Atlanta?
Atlanta's like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
They sit down to dinner and she's like looking through the menu.
They're
like,
supposed to be at like the happy hour menu, and it's not the happy hour menu. And the waitress keeps coming over and just upselling them on everything. And
it's
finally, she goes to the bathroom at the end. The waitress comes back and he's like, "Get the fuck out of here. You've been upselling me this whole goddamn night. You're
killing me." She has like a martini
me.
And lobster and he's like,
"It's great.
Fuck. It's a perfect scene."
Yeah.
But then you will have the chicks who are like totally reckless with buying the bags and the shoes and the clothes and all that. So I think that's kind of like a 50-50.
But you see them coming too. You know exactly who those girls are.
Yeah. I mean, one look.
One look. One they look like some sort of version of Barbie all the time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Battle of the Sexes. Let's see what's a good one here.
You're fishing now.
I mean, giving guilt trips.
Girls.
I don't even know.
Can you imagine?
I don't
you
even know how to do it.
Well, let me tell you something. Listen, you can't guilt trip. A guy can't guilt trip a guy.
That's what I mean. So it has to be girls.
No, but I get guilt tripped so hard that now I'm guilt tripping right back.
See this
when I try to get
you are unloading some stuff today. I think that's been in there for a little while between the passive aggressiveness and this. I think Kevin's got a little something going on at home right now.
Am I making you that angry? Is that what it is?
I'm just saying there have definitely been times where I'm like, I can't believe you're guilt tripping me. And then when I see the opportunity presented to me, I'm like, well, I'm gonna fucking guilt trip right back.
You're pro guilt tripper now.
But when I try to guilt trip.
You're not good at it.
It just gets aggressive. I'm like, no, well, you did this and this and that's
and then,
not a guilt trip.
And then you're
and
in
then
trouble
I'm the bad
for,
guy
yes,
for
right.
yelling.
So that's where you have to get the passive aggressiveness down before you do the guilt trip. It's levels to this shit, man. Because one, if you're not,
I think staying quiet is the best thing to do. Say yes. Say I'm sorry.
That's it. Happy wife, happy life, man. It's like even when you think you can win this argument, just lose it.
Single man, so I'm still just working on that.
Smart man. Stay that way, dude. Because
yeah, something definitely going on at home.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah, definitely don't ever get married.
No, my thing was like, if you look like that, probably stay single for a little while. Last one here on the Battle of the Sexes, dancing.
Well, I'm an excellent dancer.
I'm a great dancer.
I am the number one wedding date.
I'm talking to two guys who definitely aren't good dancers. If you have to say I'm a great dancer.
I'm a diamond.
I can
a good dancer.
Move.
Yeah?
Sure. It's all in the hips. It's like Chubb says.
I mean, anything else you want to talk about? You know, how big's your dick, dude? You know, I mean, unbelievable. You're rich. You're fucking good looking too. Whatever, man. No, I think guys have it easier.
No.
I was going to say that I think a guy can get out there and just kind of do like a little.
I mean, there's the dad
like,
dance that's just straight arms.
That's my
of the
dad.
Body,
right?
Except for the arms. But it's very easy to kind of look like you know what you're doing if there's the least bit of leg movement.
If you can move your legs at all, it's like oh shit.
That's it. And then once you get the hips going.
I mean, the hips.
That guy
like,
can dance. That guy
shit,
can
man.
Dance.
That's expert. I'm not moving my hips, Austin.
Not even close.
Come on.
Imagine if I just
get out there.
You
got
to do some yoga. You got to get out to L.A. We'll do some yoga. See?
I'm not hipping it, man. My dad actually, this will probably make some people uncomfortable, but whatever. He says that he has a white hip and a black hip. And when he dances, his hip
who
his,
leads
his one hip can like move.
We
and
all
he's
know.
Like that's the hip that like dances like a black guy. And then I have my white guy hip. I'm like, Dad, none of those hips are anything. Those hips lie all the time. Just keep those hips at bay, man. Don't listen to Austin. Don't try to move. It's like Hitch. It's like don't ever do that again. Don't move your hips because the vast majority of guys out there, are not capable of doing the hips.
I think girls are better dancing, but I think it's deceiving. Like, people would want to say girls immediately, but I think that's deceiving because I think girls just like look sexy doing anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like she's actually like, if you break it down, like you're actually a bad dancer. If we want to get down with the analytics of dancing, you look good doing it, but you're not a good dancer.
Right.
They're different things.
I think as long as you're giving an effort, not going too far, like trying to be the guy doing the worm and whatnot.
Oh yeah, no, you can't have that.
It's endearing at that
point. Yeah. What do you think about guys who like put like a beer bottle in the middle of the dance floor and dance around it like it's a fucking fire?
Definitely done that.
Yeah.
Definitely done that.
Well, there we go. I found the one thing I don't like about you. There's the one knock. The girls can, they look, they
the
can
wharf
look sexy.
The gets dark on Martha's Vineyard. You gotta...
All right, I see. The girls can look sexy without really being good.
They can stand
see,
still
and
still
how we end
look
up
good.
In all these things. That's why you got to deal with the snooping and all the whole list that we ran through, because they look good like that.
You look good snooping.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you looking look sexy. Good. All right, look through those texts.
Ooh, yeah.
You're look, so look cute when you girls. Go through my phone.
Yeah, yeah exactly, yeah. Exactly. All right, so the movie is out when? What's the date here? Do we know?
September 22nd.
September 22nd. And it's you in a bombshell cast. Like you said, Elizabeth Shue, like from the childhood, is just like, forget about Emma Stone and Steve Carell. Elizabeth Shue is like the bucket list type.
I got to do press with her the other day, and we actually got to sing the Babysitting Blues together. You should probably learn that song. But just messing around, just doing all kinds of quotes from Adventures in Babysitting. It was probably the greatest day of my life.
Can I be honest with something? I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking
you
about.
You don't know Elizabeth Shue?
Elizabeth Shue?
No.
He's always on the cusp of these things.
You've seen Karate Kid.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. The girl. Come on, Daniel. When the she's girlfriend. You know, she's got the pleated purple skirt on at the end, she runs out.
I'm gonna have to pull up a picture of this. I don't know.
Leaving
what we're
Las Vegas.
About.
She was
with
in
Nicolas Cage.
I haven't seen that one.
She was Marty McFly's girlfriend.
Oh my god, with Kevin Bacon.
I mean, she's been in a zillion movies.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
Truly. Feinberg's often like right on the cusp of these things where it's like nostalgic for me and you 32 years old.
She was America's sweetheart for a decade. Like she had that she was Emma Stone.
Yeah, right. It's like you got the new and the old. Like the
I would never call her
no,
old.
No, not the old. That's she not the right
said,
word.
No.
That's how you put your
matured.
Foot directly into your mouth. Don't matured. Say mature either. No, mature is a,
like a fine
word
wine.
That is used way too much on porn sites. You're in the mature section, Elizabeth. Yeah, no. We'll say
what? I actually
there's really no good word to describe a girl who's older. No.
What did I just see her in?
I can't think
yeah,
of one.
Yeah, exactly.
I
foot
can't,
inserted
I mean,
in mouth. Yeah,
yeah. Just be like, and you're still young. You're still young.
But still gorgeous. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Hot.
Yeah.
You're hot. Let's just
you're hot.
Let's stick
she's
with that.
She's hot. Yeah.
All right, so the Stoolies can go see the movie. I appreciate you coming through, man. It's always good to talk to
a lot. It's actually, the movie's got a lot of heart. Like, at the end of the day, this movie's got a lot of heart. There's a lot of love stories going
Believe
on.
Believe it.
The match is incredible. A lot of good tennis going on.
Is it discussed?
Emma Stone learned how to play tennis.
Really?
Yeah.
Are the rumors surrounding the match discussed? Like that Billy Riggs was like just indebted to the mob, and that's why he did it.
No,
because
he bet on himself halfway through the match. He put more money on himself again.
Okay,
he was just getting worked.
All right, I didn't know that.
There's
a bold move,
and there's no there's no way that he threw that match.
No. Okay.
Because that's also like kind of an insult to Billie Jean. Not saying that about his ability, but I mean the fact that she says he didn't throw the match because she's a champion too. She would know if he's playing under himself,
right.
And she would have called him out for it.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's got it all then, like classic sports story.
Yeah.
A lot of the it's
Steve Carell with fake teeth again.
Nice.
<know? laughs>
There
we
you
all
go.
Love that.
So,
I've got blonde hair in the movie, sideburns, a denim suit.
Denim's hot.
I tried to keep it. Didn't work. It's a baller suit.
All right, so the Stoolies will check it out, and it's Battle of the Sexes, man. Thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
All right, big thank you to Austin, that good-looking son of a bitch. Thank you for coming by. Go see the movie Battle of the Sexes. Thanks to everybody who called in this week. This episode was brought to you by BetDSI. They've been in business for over 20 years. A-plus rated on sportsbook review sites. We got a lot coming up. Baseball playoffs is pressure-packed. We're getting into the swing of things with football. Yeah, I mean, who knows what you can bet on in football? Football's a goddamn joke. Bet against the Jets to lose every single week. And what do? They go out there and they absolutely demolish the Dolphins. What the fuck? The Patriots are pulling out nail biters. Who knows? That's why gambling's hard, but BetDSI makes it easy. They have an easy-to-use interface on all mobile platforms that uses 24/7 customer service. They have live in-game wagering, so mid-game when you realize that the Jets are actually playing well or the Pats are playing shitty, whatever it may be, you can make your bets quick, change on the fly, and make that money. Promo code KFC25, what does it get you? A $25 free wager just for registering. You don't have to put up any of your own money. You don't have to do any commitment of any sort. Just sign up, get $25 for free. Then, when you are ready to make a deposit, you use that promo code KFC25, and you get a 200% bonus. That means they double whatever you put down. So do the math for me. Put up $100, you get $200. Put up $500, you get $1,000. That's how mathematics works. That's what it means to multiply something by two. Go to betdsi.com, promo code KFC25, free $25 wager, 200% extra bonus when you deposit. Start winning that money today.